advanced an exclusive sneak peek into an amazing and ambitious large music project from award-winning British pianist Robert Mitchell, featuring there the vocals of Deborah Jordan from Robert's band Panacea. It's part of Invocation, which Robert brings to the EFG London Jazz Festival, and that will be on Sunday the 23rd of November, right at the end of the festival at the Queen Elizabeth Hall. Tickets are still available. Now, this hasn't actually been recorded yet, so we've had a sneak peek there of part 6, Pure. A little bit more to come. Robert will be performing with the Bournemouth Symphony Chorus and two choirs, plus the core of his band Panacea, and he told me the story about how this project developed.
It is a elongated thank you to some of my most inspirational teachers, and it has grown and grown. I would love to say I began with the size and the scale of ambition, but it has come along during the process, and it has been quite an amazing path and a beautiful organic story that's led us to this point. So I had written some of this music for my band Panacea, and thanks to a number of beautiful coincidences, we now find ourselves, as you say, performing with the Bournemouth Symphony Chorus, and we also have some other great guests at the London Jazz Festival as well. So, the short of it is, we were able to do a lovely residency at Southampton University, and that was together with about 15, 16 vocal students. And Deborah, who is living in Bournemouth, had given a previous album of ours to the chorus secretary, Carolyn Date, MBE. She really liked what she heard. And months later, we got the amazing decision that they were into doing this, and they don't do anything by halves. So it was the whole choir.
The whole choir. It's a stunner from the snippets I've heard. And I don't know if there are any plans to bring it out on an official recording, but
absolutely.
Let's hope so. Oh, there are. Okay, great. this is something to behold, because at London Jazz Festival, you're going to be involving two choirs, is it?
Yes. Apart from the Great Bournemouth Symphony Chorus, we also have some brilliant students from Avonbourne and Harewood Colleges. Again, they are both in Bournemouth, and we have been working with them over the summer. Deborah had recommended them, and they really did the business at our first initial choral premiere in Bournemouth. What we're having at the London Jazz Festival is the full premiere. So in addition to all the above, we have the fabulous Goldsmiths Big String, who I had previously seen working together with Antonio Forzioni, and I know they've worked with Neil Cowley as well. And one of those inspirational teachers for me, who's an amazing musician, by the name of Eugene Skeef from South Africa, and has, you know, has had links going back over 20 years with myself, with a number of other musician friends I know, and is a pivotal link between the cultural scenes of South Africa and the UK.